Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Avram Goldar and here Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, the second parak Ein Dorshin. The Zichu Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, as taught in the Brice, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "What answer did the Baskol give to the Rasha Nebuchadnezzar when he said, 'Elei Abam Se'av Adam Le'elyon, I will ascend to the tops of the clouds, I will liken myself to the Most High.'" The Baskol called out and said, Rasha ben Benosha Nimrod Rasha, Rasha, the son of a Rasha, grandson of the wicked Nimrod, who led the whole world in rebellion against me during his reign, Kamish Nosov Shal Adam, how many are the years of a man? 70 years, and with strength, 80 years. Min Arts Al Rekia Mahal Kamish Me'oshana. Now, from the earth until the Rekia is a journey of 500 years, and the thickness of the Rekia is a journey of 500 years, and between the first Rekia and the second Rekia is a journey of 500 years, and so between each of the Rekias. Then each of the nine parts of the Holy Chayos, which are above the seven Rekias, from their feet to their horns, span the entire distance of the seven Rekias, and the spaces in between them fall by the feet of the Kisei HaKavod and the Kisei HaKavod itself. Melkel Chai V'Kayam Ram Nisa Shochen Alehem. The living and enduring God, exalted and uplifted, has his presence dwell upon them. How then could you ever scale the heights of heaven? Ach el shol turad el yach zevor. Rather, but to the netherworld will you be brought down, to the uttermost depths of the pit. Point him to Rav Yudah said, Baro zachru osai isho tov. In truth, that man is to be remembered favorably, and Hanani ben Chizki is his name. If not for him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel sheyidvarv sosim divrei Torah. Sefer Yecheskel would have been hidden away because its words contradict the words of the Torah. What did he do? They brought 300 barrels of oil to his attic, and he darshened the psukim in Yecheskel to reconcile them with the Torah. Another Bryce relates that he saved Sefer Yecheskel a different time as well. It was taught that there was one child who was reading the psukim in his Rebbe's house, and when he understood the meaning of chashmal, a vision in the sefer, a fire emerged from chashmal and burned him. The people wanted to hide away the sefer to prevent further tragedy. Hanani ben Chizkiya said to them, "Im ze chacham akol chachamim hen? If this child is so wise, are all children so wise?" The point of the three rabbis said, "Kol shera Yecheskel ra Yeshaya." Everything that Yecheskel saw, Yeshaya saw. Rashi explains that Yeshaya's description of the Ma'aseh Merkabah is not as detailed as Yecheskel's vision. L'ma Yecheskel doma? What is Yecheskel compared to? Well, then kvar shiras hamelch, to a villager that saw a king. L'ma Yeshaya doma? And to what is Yeshaya compared to? Well, then krach shiras hamelch, to a city dweller that saw the king. Rashi explains that Yeshaya grew up within a palace. His uncle Matzio was one of the Malchi Yehuda. Since he was used to seeing royalty, he was not so overwhelmed by the vision to compel him to write down every detail. Yecheskel, on the other hand, came from a small town and was not used to seeing the monarchy. Therefore, when he had the vision of the Ma'aseh Merkabah, he wrote down every detail in amazement. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was taught in a brisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "What answer did the Baskol give to the Rasha Nebuchadnezzar when he said, 'Elei Abam Se'av Adam Le'elyon, I will ascend to the tops of the clouds, I will liken myself to the Most High.'" The Baskol called out and said, Rasha ben Benosha Nimrod Rasha, Rasha, the son of a Rasha, grandson of the wicked Nimrod, who led the whole world in rebellion against me during his reign, Kamish Nosov Shal Adam, how many are the years of a man? 70 years, and with strength, 80 years. Min Arts Al Rekia Mahal Kamish Me'oshana. Now, from the earth until the Rekia is a journey of 500 years, and the thickness of the Rekia is a journey of 500 years, and between the first Rekia and the second Rekia is a journey of 500 years, and so between each of the Rekias. Then each of the nine parts of the Holy Chayos, which are above the seven Rekias, from their feet to their horns, span the entire distance of the seven Rekias, and the spaces in between them fall by the feet of the Kisei HaKavod and the Kisei HaKavod itself. Melkel Chai V'Kayam Ram Nisa Shochen Alehem. The living and enduring God, exalted and uplifted, has his presence dwell upon them. How then could you ever scale the heights of heaven? Ach el shol turad el yach zevor. Rather, but to the netherworld will you be brought down, to the uttermost depths of the pit. Point him to Rav Yudah said, Baro zachru osai isho tov. In truth, that man is to be remembered favorably, and Hanani ben Chizki is his name. If not for him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel sheyidvarv sosim divrei Torah. Sefer Yecheskel would have been hidden away because its words contradict the words of the Torah. What did he do? They brought 300 barrels of oil to his attic, and he darshened the psukim in Yecheskel to reconcile them with the Torah. Another Bryce relates that he saved Sefer Yecheskel a different time as well. It was taught that there was one child who was reading the psukim in his Rebbe's house, and when he understood the meaning of chashmal, a vision in the sefer, a fire emerged from chashmal and burned him. The people wanted to hide away the sefer to prevent further tragedy. Hanani ben Chizkiya said to them, "Im ze chacham akol chachamim hen? If this child is so wise, are all children so wise?" The point of the three rabbis said, "Kol shera Yecheskel ra Yeshaya." Everything that Yecheskel saw, Yeshaya saw. Rashi explains that Yeshaya's description of the Ma'aseh Merkabah is not as detailed as Yecheskel's vision. L'ma Yecheskel doma? What is Yecheskel compared to? Well, then kvar shiras hamelch, to a villager that saw a king. L'ma Yeshaya doma? And to what is Yeshaya compared to? Ben Krach Sharasimach, to a city dweller, that saw the king. Rashi explains that Yishai grew up within a palace. His uncle Matzio was one of the Malchi Yehuda. Since he was used to seeing royalty, he was not so overwhelmed by the vision to compel him to write down every detail. Yechezkel, on the other hand, came from a small town and was not used to seeing the monarchy. Therefore, when he had the vision of the Ma'aseh Merkava, he wrote down every detail in amazement. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by a fire as he darshan from Savior Yechezkel, a journalist from the village was so impressed, he reported on every detail. Once again, in slow motion. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. When the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, which reminds us that when the Russian Nebuchadnezzar said he would ascend above the clouds and be like the Most High, Abascal responded by pointing out how ridiculous that thought is, given the journey through the seven Rekiahs and up through the Kisei HaKavod is around 90,000 years, and that instead Nebuchadnezzar was destined to descend to the depths of the netherworld. So when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by a fire as he darshan from Sefer Yechezkel, which reminds us that Hananiah ben Chizkiah saved Sefer Yechezkel from being concealed given the contradictions with the Torah. They brought up 300 barrels of oil to his attic, and he darshan the Psukim Yechezkel to reconcile them with the Torah. Another Bryce relates that when a child got burned from reading the Psukim in the Sefer about Chashmal, and the people wanted to hide it away to prevent further tragedy, he said to them, "Im zeh chochem akol chachamim hen?" If this child was so wise, are all children so wise? So, when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by fire as he darshan from Sefer Yechezkel, a journalist from the village was so impressed, he reported on every detail, which reminds us that the reason Yechezkel's vision of the Ma'aseh Merkava is more detailed than Yishai's is that he came from a village and was not used to seeing the monarchy. Therefore, when he had the vision of Ma'aseh Merkava, he wrote down every detail in amazement. So once again, when the precocious Bar Mitzvah boy proceeded to calculate on a blackboard the years it takes to reach the Kisei HaKavod, and then was almost consumed by fire as he darshan from Sefer Yechezkel, a journalist from the village was so impressed, he reported on every detail. All right, now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Tess. So the Simmer Daf Tess is a teapot. So here goes. The lady who showed up a day late for the tea party, that must mean we're on Daf Tess. The lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it, which reminds us we have machlokes on the meaning of bringing a carbon chagiga as tashlumim. Yochin says it means tashlumim rishon is a compensation for the first day of the chag, but Raboshia says it's tashlumim zeh lezeh. Each day can be a compensation for any other day. The nafkamina between the two opinions is chigiga b'yom rishon nispash b'yom sheni. One who was lame the first day and became healed on the second day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since he was not fitting to bring it on the first day, he's not eligible to bring it on the second day. But according to Rabbi Oshia, since he is eligible to bring it on the second day, if he failed to do so, he may bring it on the next day as tashlumin. So the lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with. Which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Muvas lo yichol iskon, the cheslon lo yichol imanos," a crooked thing cannot be straightened, and a lack cannot be counted, which is referring to one whose friends counted him in with themselves with the goal of doing a mitzvah, but he's not counted with them. Rashi explains that once the mitzvah is done, he has lost the opportunity to have done it with the group. So the lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with, and handed her a sheet with instructions to review the next invitation 101 times. Which reminds us, the difference between one who serves Hashem and one who does not is one who reviews his warning 101 times versus one who only reviews it 100 times. This is likened to a donkey driver, where a standard trip of 10 parses costs 1 zuz, but a trip of 11 parses costs 2 zuzim. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder, which reminds us that the next mission begins, Heter Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir Ve'en Lehem Amal She'yismuchu. The laws of Heter Nedarim, releasing one from vows, hover in the air and have no support from Torah sources. The Gemara challenges this statement, bringing a brisa that quotes four different Tanaim and their sources of the concept of Heter Nedarim, followed by the Amor Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmul. If I would have been there when they brought their sources, I would have said to them, "My source is better than yours," but the pasuk states, "Lo yechel dvaro," he shall not profane his word. This implies, "Hu eino mochel, aval echere mochelin lo." He, referring to the one who took the vow, may not profane it, but others may profane it by annulling it. So, the minion of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos, which reminds us. The Mishnah continues, Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos Me'ilos Harim Kaharim Atuim Basara. The laws of Shabbos Chagigos and Me'ilah are like mountains suspended by a hair. For there are a few psukim, yet many halachas. We're asked what this refers to regarding Shabbos, since many psukim warn about not violating Shabbos, and it answers that the Mishnah is referring to cases like Rabbi Abba, who said that one who digs a hole in the floor of a house or courtyard only because he needs the dirt is pater. The Gemara clarifies that this can go even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one's chayv from halacha she'en is sricha l'gufa, for Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chayv when there's some sort of tikkun, whereas this is a case on mekalkel, because the person is ruining his house by making the hole. So, the minion of Yin observing a member being released from a neder were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos, and where a sheep stood that was going to be slaughtered as a chagiga. Which reminds the Gemara asks what the Mishnah means that the chagiga offerings are like Harim Atulim Basar, mountains suspended by hair, when the laws are explicit in the Torah, as Rashi brings the pasuk of Chagosim, and you shall celebrate, to refer to the chagiga. The Gemara answers that it's necessary for a papa said to abide. From where do we know that the pasuk v'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem zvicha, and you shall celebrate as a chag for Hashem, refers to slaughtering of the chagiga? Perhaps it just means to celebrate the chag of Sukkos. After rejecting numerous attempts to prove that the word chag is referring to chagiga, the more brings a gezeirah shavah. It's written in the Torah, v'yachogel li b'midbar, and they will celebrate to me in the midbar. And it's written in Amos, hazvaknu minchi gashnim li b'midbar. Did you bring me offerings and minchas in the midbar? So just as in the latter pasuk, it's referring to offerings, so too in the former pasuk, it's referring to offering. Daf Yudov. So the Simur Daf Yudov is 11 stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Bachur struggling on a starry night. Starry night? That must be one Daf Yudov. The Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchos Ohulos, which reminds the Rapav explained to Bryce at the mean, Nagaim Mikra Meruba v'halachos Muatos. The laws and Nagaim have many psukim, but the laws are relatively few. Olos Mikra Muat v'halachos Merubos, whereas the laws of Olos have few psukim, but many halachos. What's enough Kamina is to teach that if one is a suffix Hilchos Nagaim, I'm a Krah, one should look into the psukim, whereas if one has a suffix about Olos, I'm a Masnisin, one should look into the Mishnayos, where they're discussed at length. So, the Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchos Olos got some help from a man carrying cash to pay for the life of a woman he accidentally struck and killed, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Aleph stated, Hadinim Yesh Lehen Al Mashi Yismuk, monetary law, have psukim on which to support them, which implies they're not explicitly written. When the Gemara challenges this, given that monetary law is explicitly written in the Torah, it answers that the Mishnah statement is referring to cases such as Rebbe's. For as taught in a Brisa, Rebbe says that the parsha where two men are fighting and one tries hitting the other and unintentionally strikes and kills a woman, the pasuk states, Nefesh Takos Nefesh, a life for a life. And the pasuk means to say it refers to mamon, monetary compensation. So the Bachur struggling on a starry night to find the psukim for Hilchos Olos got some help from a man carrying cash to pay for the life of a woman he accidentally struck and killed, and forgot his frustration of not being able to attend the shiur on Arayas with his two other friends. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the second barak states, Ein Dorshim Barayas B'Shlosha. The laws of Arayas, illicit relations, should not be expounded among three people. Ravashi explains that the mission is referring to Sisrei Arayas, the hidden details of Arayas, which are not explicit. When two students sit before the Rebbe and one discusses a point with the Rebbe, the other student typically listens in. But when there are three students and one discusses a point with his Rebbe, the other two talk among each other and will miss the point, and possibly one day will permit that which is forbidden. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers. 12 brothers. That must mean one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who love to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said regarding the light that Kadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, Adam Sofa Bo Masofa Olam Ad Sofo. Man could perceive from one end of the world to the other end. When Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the door of Mabon, the door of Flaga, and saw that their deeds were destructive, he hid it from them. Well, Miganzo, for whom did he hide it? Let Tzaddikim Lasid Labo, for the Tzaddikim in the future. So the 12 brothers who loved to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other didn't notice what looked like massive unraveling spools of thread in the middle of the sky. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was expanding continuously like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp. Ad shigar bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hamidu, until Kadosh Baruch Hu rebuked the world and made it stand still. And this relates to what Rish Lakish said. What's the meaning of Ani Kel Shakai? I am Kel Shakai. Ani hu she'amarti lo'am die. I'm the one who told the world enough, die. So the 12 brothers who love to use their high-powered flashlights at night to see from one end of the neighborhood to the other didn't notice what looked like massive unraveling spools of thread in the middle of the sky, ascending through the seven heavens, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Shnei Rakim, and there are two heavens, as the Pasuk says, Hen L'Hashem Elokecha Shamayim U'Shmei Shamayim. Behold, to Hashem your God are the heavens and the heavens of the heavens. Rish Lakish said that there are seven heavens, and they are Vion Rekia Shechakim, Zvul Ma'on Machon Aravos, curtain, sky, mills, residence, abode, arsenal, and plain. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number 1. Which of the one with the original light of creation one could see from one end of the world to the other? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which of the one Eng Dorshin Barais B'Shosh? Because when one Talmud is speaking to the Rebbe, the other two might talk among each other and miss the point and come to permit something which is forbidden. That's on Duff. Yidav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you have a machos regarding the meaning of Tashlumim? Whether it means Tashlum L'Rishon or Tashlumim Zelazeh? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that Abascal told Nebuchadnezzar that he was ridiculous to think that he would be like Hashem above the clouds, given the long journey of tens of thousands of years to the Kisei HaKavod? That's on Duff. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that Rav Yehuda would say that one digging a hole in the house for the dirt on Shabbos is Patsy because it's Mekalkel? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn according to Rebbe when the Pasuk states Nefesh Takas Nefesh, it's referring to monetary compensation? That's on Duff. Yidav. Good. Number 7. Which of the one the Reish Lakish said that there are seven heavens and it brings a source for each one and describes them? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that the Gemara learns from Gezer Shabba that the word Chag refers to shechting the Chagiga? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number 9. Which of the one Hananya ben Chizki prevented Sapir Yechezkel from being hidden twice? That's on Duff. Good. Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which of the one, when Akush Baruch created the world, it was expanding continuously, like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which Duff did the Mishnah list the 5 calamities that occurred on Shiva Zabar Tammuz and the 5 that occurred on Tisha B'Av? That's on Duff. Chav Vav and Tainas. Good. Number 2. Which Duff did we learn that in the Yovel year, even slaves and chutzlarts are sent away? That's on Duff. Tess and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that one can make a ma'aka on Chol HaMoed using palm and laurel branches? That's on Duff. Yud Aleph HaMoed Katan. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron. Wish you a great day and great learning.